sigh of relief. The six game stay was what, two games?
Yeah, two games, man. I worked hard so I can get back on the field. I know they told me 4 to 6 weeks, but I was determined to get back on the field as soon as possible and as healthy as possible.
Can you speak about the work that you went through to try and get back as quick as you did? And obviously it worked.
Yeah, for sure. Great trainers in the room, Cheese and Lisa helped me get back as well. Just a bunch of rehabbing for my shoulder and just doing what I can.
What happened on the play? Because I remember it was a sideline play.
Yeah, it was a sideline tackle. It was an initial hit, but it was when I came down. The player also came down on me, and I ended up separating my AC joint and my shoulder. So my whole arm went numb, and I just couldn't go back in. So I just had to do what I can to get back on the field as soon as possible.
It's good that you're seeing veterans coming back off the six-game list instead of plugging and playing the depth players, and every team has to use their depth anyway at some point.
Right.
But tell me the impact of bringing on experienced players.
Yeah, the experience is just knowing what to do, being in that situation before. This has all come down to it, just being able to make a play. And we all work together, having that chemistry as a group. And when we all together and healthy, we'll be able to make plays together as fast as possible and fluid.
I got to ask, did you do any one-on-one drills in training camp with Rafael Leonard as a receiver?
I think so. Yeah. I was there for rookie camp. Yeah, I definitely went on Rafael. So him switching to DB is definitely good. He's making tremendous progress, and he's getting better and better every day.
And what do you see from him as a DB, and what's the improvement like?
He's definitely catching on to the scheme. He understands how the receiver moves as well, so that's definitely helping him understand and seeing route combinations and all that. And it's just allowing him to play much faster. He's not thinking as much. He's able to play and make plays.
It's the most important game because it's the next game,
right,
the old football line.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact you lost 59-15 to the opponent in that same venue, does that add to it? Or do you have to, or is that something you even think about?
It just put a fire in us to come out there and ball out. We don't want to make the same mistakes as we did last time. We want to make less mistakes and just go out there and make plays and fly around and win a game.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.